What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and friend and co-host, and we immediately go to a Reuters headline. This is within these last hours, following a meeting of the Politburo to discuss, we can assume, strange goings-on at the senior leadership level. People disappearing, people reappearing, and confidence expressed over what? The headline is, China's Politburo meeting leaves many economic headaches unaddressed. Headaches, that's the metaphor, headaches. Anne Stephenson Yang joins. Anne is about to publish the new edition of China Alone, Return to Isolation. Anne, a very good day to you. What headaches? What are we talking about that the Politburo is avoiding? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So, it's an interesting moment in history. So the Chinese people, after 3 decades of embarrassment that the socialist model didn't work, came into the reform era. And then by 2010 and beyond, they were all first to be served at the Gucci stores and the Mercedes stores and buying real estate overseas. And they feel like they ought to now take a place at the table internationally. And yet the economy is falling apart.
And the story of the economy falling apart has happened over time, Anne. It didn't happen last Thursday. Is there a moment you could say that it was obvious and still denial existed on Wall Street and in the investor class?
Yeah, it was obvious from the Olympics period, or maybe even before, that China was using investment to drive its ostensible GDP growth, and that strategy was not going to work over the long term. But U.S. investors, international investors, wanted growth any place they could find it. And interest rates domestically were so low that they couldn't get yield domestically. So they just flocked to China and they didn't really care about the sustainability. Now that rates are higher in the U.S., you're like, I don't think I like the risk in China.
Gordon, the disappearance of the foreign minister, Qin, the reappearance of Wang Yi as foreign minister, other machinations, including banking machinations, are those all contained stories or is something else going on that we can only glimpse at with these personnel moves?
John, I think there is severe distress in the Chinese political system, as there is distress in the Chinese economy. We are hearing of hints that suggest infighting at the top of the party, as well as especially ominous reports of infighting at the top of the People's Liberation Army. PLA is a party army, so it's party as well. And there are things that they just won't talk about, which I think adds to the anxiety level of people who are watching China. But clearly something is going on, something dangerous. And we don't know exactly what's occurring because of the nature of the political system.
You have a question for Anne Gordon.
Anne, what I find distressing about the Chinese economy is not that it's in trouble. All economies go into trouble. But it seems that senior leaders don't really have any answers for what's occurring. They're certainly not willing to tackle fundamental problems, but they're not even tackling the minor ones as well. And so, John's question about, well, what's going on here seems to me to be the pertinent one right now. Why do you think that there is this inability to address clearly pressing issues?
Well, I mean, the fundamental economic model that they've been using for 40 years now has stopped working now that there's no more inflow of capital. And so that's really they've built their whole system around capital tools, and those tools aren't working anymore. So they really don't know what to do. The Chinese party is really not its constituency is not individuals, and they're really not deeply concerned about the plight of the individual in China, except to the extent that these people come out and protest. So it's not really about making people's lives better. It's about how you can reattract investment, and that's not going to happen.
Unemployment, Ann. The Washington Post says too many workers, not enough jobs. That's a simple way to put this. My understanding of the unemployment is that it isn't just that the people are not finding work that's appropriate to them, is that the factory floor itself is either emptying or broken, and that the orders are not coming in, and that the factories are out of money and are not paying their staffs, hence unemployment. It's not that they're applying for jobs and can't find them, it's that they're being turned out without their paychecks. There's anecdotal evidence that all salaries have been cut, especially in Guangdong, the center of this manufacturing. Now, all of that established, and then there is property, something that you have carefully chronicled over the years. Is the property collapse of 2021, 2022, was that a harbinger of what we're seeing now? Are these things connected in some fashion, Ann?
Clearly. I mean, the property phenomenon was always driven by capital investment. As capital investment declines, then property is going to decline. The problem is that property and property speculation were a good 25% of the economy. And so with new construction having fallen about 25%, property transactions are now at 50% what they were over the four-year average from 2019 through 2022. There's just not a lot you can do about that.
And the ghost cities, or the cities that looked like Versailles or the New York Stock Exchange, or for heaven's sakes, they were built around Disney World. Are they occupied or are they in collapse? Do we know their fate?
No, I mean, there are a few of them that attracted a lot of international attention where the government got people to move in. I remember very well visiting one of these ghost cities in Inner Mongolia, and there were all of these empty buildings. It was built for almost 5 million people, and there were 50,000 people there who were all government employees or construction workers. I visited one of these empty, dark hulks of a building, and there were these junior high school students who were camping in one of the apartments because their original school had been blown up by the government in order to force them to move over. And they were cooking on a Bunsen burner, and they felt like they had won the lottery because they lived there without their parents, cooking on this Bunsen burner and going to a local school. But, you know, no electricity, no running water, not good. So that counts as occupied.
Gordon, you have a question. We have about a minute.
So, Ann, is a crisis coming?
I think we're seeing a crisis unfold in slow-mo. There's so much that's sad and interesting about it, but this story about how China is going to become the biggest economy in the world and challenging the United States, nobody even talks about that anymore.
Ann Stephenson Yang reports on China alone. She's just given me the image of Lord of the Flies in a Chinese building, cooking on a Bunsen burner with Chinese characteristics. And that story is wonderful. It reveals everything about the way families work, that they got away from their mom and dad. There's tragedy behind this, correct? Those empty cities, they had investor class, and they're broken. The family's broken because of its savings. Is that correct, Ann?
Yeah, I think there's also a big story to be told of the left behind children, who are children of migrants who went to the cities for work and were not allowed to bring their families. And so they left their children behind with grandparents or on their own in their hometowns. And these kids have all sorts of social problems that hadn't cropped up before.
Ann Stephenson Yang, edition of China Alone, Return to Isolation. Gordon Chang, I'm John Mack.
Thank you.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.